Item four.
Item four, from the director of Milwaukee County Zoo, requesting authorization to extend the master plan consultant contract with PGAV to include the full design service for a new auxiliary entrance complex to be constructed to mitigate impacts of the loss of zoo land to the Wisconsin Department of Transportation in an amount not to exceed $900,000. This item was also referred to the Committee on Parks, Energy, and Environment. On July 22, 2014, that committee recommended adoption by a vote of 6-0.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman and Supervisors. As I've mentioned before you in the past,
Could you just identify yourself for the record?
Oh, certainly. I'm Chuck Wickenhauser. I'm the zoo director. The state has acquired one of our parking lots. It's about 7 acres, holds about 700 cars. We need that capacity to manage our business plan. The zoo is fortunate enough to have that much land available on the west side of the property. We would like to retain PGAV and local consultants to design a parking lot and entrance for that particular piece of property. Unfortunately, we don't have a lot of time. We need the parking lot by Memorial Day weekend of next year in order to have the capacity for our summer crowds. This would give us the opportunity then to begin immediately our design of that and hopefully at least have the parking lot in place. We know that there won't be enough time to get all of the entrance facilities that we need. We'll put some temporary ticket booths or something down there in order to accommodate the visitors that we will have, but this would help us. The proposal from PGAV was attached to the legislation, and it shows that most of the work will actually be done by local consultants, and there is a 25% DBE participation requirement for that.
To adopt.
Supervisor Mayo?
Move approval.
To adopt.
Do you have any questions?
No.
Okay. Supervisor Lipscomb?
Thank you. Unfortunately, I'm having some trouble pulling up the document now, but from what I read last night, I did not remember seeing that most of the work was by local, by the local partners. I had some question about the fee seemed to be rather high on a percentage basis for, so I wondered why PG&V was. I understand their expertise relative to the zoo itself, but it seemed to me that the parking lot and the entrance area were not that specialized, and why we wouldn't be able to find a local partner. So if you could expand on that.
Mr. Chairman and Supervisors, PGAV is a consultant that we use to develop our master plan. They also then develop the preliminary plans for the parking lot and the entrances as part of that process. So they're quite familiar with that. It also involves a North American otter exhibit within that complex. We have an open contract with them. They have, and it's on the back sheet, Supervisor, where the it lists local firms to be determined, but most of the work is actually going to be local engineers who would be able to do that, and as I said, a 25% DBE participation. There are many firms locally who can do that kind of work. We need someone with a major attraction approach to the facilities that we need there. It's not just a parking lot. But a local firm will be designing the parking lot. PGAV will oversee the entire process for us, continue with the themes, the styles that were developed within the master plan so that we have a continuous appearance. We don't want this to be a backdoor to the zoo, and it's just because we needed the parking, and that's what's going to happen. We want the and we've talked to the state about this in our negotiations. This should have the experience for the visitor that every other visitor has coming in the front or the current entrance that we have. It will also alleviate some of the traffic that we build up on Blue Mound Road as a queuing process for the current drive-ins that we have as far as our admission gates. So it's something that PGAV has a significant experience and it has will have a significant local participation in the whole process. Construction, everything. So we're asking for you to give me the authority to extend that contract.
Okay. I can't. We're having trouble with Click and with Legistar this morning, so I can't pull up the file. But I thought it was the. I thought the fee was more than 12.5% when I looked at it. Is that not out of line for? Or is that seems out of line for an architectural fee? But is that? Is that what we're paying, does this appear to be a good deal for some other reason?
Mr. Chairman and supervisors, that takes the process through the entire construction time period. This isn't just for a design. This will manage the project all the way through. I can't tell you exactly what percentage would be normal, but when we looked at this with the participation that we'll have locally, we felt that that was reasonable. One of the things, this whole master plan consultant process, we went through a public RFP process to get a design firm. If we had to do that all over again, it would take over 2 months to get somebody back on. There's no way we will be able to build a parking lot and be open to the public that year. This past week, for instance, it's past 10 days. We used the grass parking lot every single day, and sometimes almost to capacity. If we don't have that, we'll be turning away visitors. So this is something that has a certain urgency to it, and we have a good firm chosen by a public process that can do the work, and we have good local participation.
How will the local participation be chosen? They will choose their local partners, or what process will be used for that?
We will, Mr. Chairman and supervisors, we'll work with the facilities, architectural, and engineering department, who are familiar with local firms, and with the business development office, the DBE office. I'm sorry, I don't know the letters for sure. But we'll work with them to identify also the participants for the 25% participation.
See, Mr. High has something to offer.
Mr. Chair, Greg High, our Director of Architecture and Engineering. A couple of things worth mentioning here. While the number in the proposal has been provided by PGAV, because it's an existing contract, the additional amounts will be handled as a not-to-exceed fee actual cost. And so there'll be an accounting of their cost by hour and person. We'll have to be reviewing that and approving that based on their current forms within their current contract as to their hourly rates, et cetera. But because they haven't selected the local firms as yet, we'll also be reviewing all that paperwork and making sure that their hourly rates and their multipliers are within the parameters that we feel are cost effective. So this is a negotiable price at this time, assuming that we can work this. We feel that what's asked for is sufficient dollars, but we'll be working to negotiate the price for that to make sure it's within our judgment a cost-effective price.
Okay. Well, I'll be in touch. You can imagine from my background, I know a lot of architects, and I see a lot of contracts coming through for the same firms all the time. And so I talk to others who say they can't break in to work with the county because we seem to have a very, very comfortable working relationship with some of the people that they just continually get all the work. So that's a concern of mine when I see that we're not, that we're just extending contracts to somebody who has a larger contract, and it's unclear to me how we're picking the local partners and some of that. So that's the nature of my question. So I hope that is taken into consideration.
Well, I noticed in the PGAV portion of the document that they specifically said that the local architect, civil engineering, and the landscape designer would be a local firm. With structural engineering and MEP engineering, they don't say that. Is there some reason? Do we not have the expertise to have that from local firms?
Mr. Chair, Supervisors, at this time, while they say that, we still have the authority to review what they're proposing. I'm not sure with regard to the buildings themselves. There may be, they are exhibits, I believe, that involve animals, or at least one of them is, perhaps.
Mr. Chairman and Supervisors, the final thing where it says Exhibit ALSS, that's the animal life support system, mm-hmm. and that is a specialty, and probably not someone locally that will have that capability. But the rest of the projects, even the architectural of the entrance building and facilities itself, could be done locally.
Just can you explain why in their document they specifically said those three items would be a local firm, but the other two they didn't specifically say that, if that's either your intention or their intention?
If the firm here?
We, Mr. Chairman, we simply asked for a proposal that we could fast-track this design on. We can, in the process, stipulate that the rest, other than the animal life support systems, be developed through local firms.
I mean, I respect your expertise, and I understand the need to get this done in a timely manner. But, you know, we also want to make sure tax dollars are being spent as best we can with local companies, and I would hope that, and I think that you tend to agree. It just sort of raised a question in my mind why those three were identified and the other two weren't. Like, they already have somebody in mind who's not local, and they didn't want to put that here. That'd be my guess.
Mr. Chairman, the only one they've identified is the exhibit design system there. The rest have not been identified, and perfectly willing to make sure that we get as much local participation in the rest of those as possible.
Well, I take your word at that. Any further questions? Supervisor Bowen and Lipton? Do you have something, Supervisor Mayo?
No.
Supervisor Bowen?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I want to be clear on a couple of things. One, there is a portion in the document featuring PGAP specifying whether they will not be providing services not provided. Can you give me an explanation of this list? Is this normally involved in the work that they do that they just won't be doing from Milwaukee County or on this project?
Your Mr. Chair, Supervisors, many times when we hire prime consultants, the geographical and utility surveys are provided by the owner or by us. The geotechnical investigation report, if it's needed there, typically we would do that through a different contract with firms that we already have on board for use on a number of different projects. I can't speak to the LEED certification. Typically that would be something that is we include LEED standards within our for our architectural firms. But LEED certification, which costs significant dollars more, we use the standards, but we don't require certification. So that's not included. The production of a digital fly-through model for the purpose of education and promotion of the project to stakeholders and donors.
That will not be required because we're not seeking donors for this particular thing, but it would be typical of a major exhibit or something.
And then the HVAC and LSS commissioning. Typically, there's a number of different ways to do that. You can hire third-party commissioning consultants to do it. It's not included in here. I guess we'll make a determination at the time when we get through the design whether that's needed or not, and we can bring somebody on board that would do that. Special structural inspections and the ALSS operating manual are also items that are not within this consultant's control, and we would typically hire additional consultants to do those things.
Okay. And I guess I agree with the sentiments of my colleagues. Local companies that possibly could do this work, or even our own county departments that would normally do this. Is it just because this is a larger project that we couldn't do this through A&E and in your department as well?
Mr. Chair, Supervisors, yeah, this is significantly over what I have staff to do in-house.
Gotcha. Okay. And in the RFP process, how long was the window of time for companies to apply?
Mr. Chairman and Supervisors, they probably had at least six weeks to do that. This was done almost 2 years ago, and we received five proposals from mainly firms that were typically would design their national firms who design zoos and major attractions.
Gotcha. And they were all national firms, all five.
Mr. Chairman and Supervisor, I would say one was from Madison that lacked the expertise to really do it. Also, I would point out that in PGAV's work so far that we have used, they met their DBE participation requirement by using local firms already. So they have some relationships here that the work that was done on the impact that would happen, some of the traffic impact, some of the design that was associated with the utilities and requirements for the facilities that they had done the preliminary design for were done by DBE.
Gotcha. That's about all the questions I have, Mr. Chair. Thank you.
Any other questions or comments on this item? If not, we had a motion.
Yes.
Take the roll on the motion, please.
Supervisors Haas?
Aye.
Mayo?
Aye.
Schmidt?
Aye.
Romo West?
Aye.
Lipscomb?
Aye.
Bowen?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
8 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to recommend item number 4 for adoption prevails.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and we will watch over your tax dollars for you.
Thank you.